This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com. Welcome to The Showrunner, where we have one goal: teach you how to develop, launch, and run a remarkable show. Ready? And welcome, showrunners, to another episode of the Showrunner Podcast. This is episode number 43. I am your host, Jared Morris, VP of Marketing for Rainmaker Digital and Serial Podcast host. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Johnny Naster, host of Hack the Entrepreneur, best-selling author, defender of humanity, and coffee addict. John, I'm worried about you.
I'm kind of worried about me, too. But I was like, you're the host of Serial? Wow.
I know. As soon as I said that, I realized it kind of came out wrong.
It was like all these things I've said bad about Serial. Oh, I didn't know this whole time. It was awkward. But yeah, no, you are definitely a Serial podcast host at this point.
Yes.
It's awesome. Yes.
So speaking of podcasting, we have a lot of housekeeping to take care of with this here podcast. So this is a spot we typically have our casual opening. Not really going to be anything casual about this. We've got some stuff to go through and get ready for, because we have a very exciting event coming up. What event is that we have coming up?
We are opening up the doors to the Showrunner Podcasting course.
Da, 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 da.
First time in 6 months.
Has it been that long?
August, I think, 2nd or 3rd, we closed the doors. Maybe it was the 6th or something, but it started in late July, went till August, so
holy
less than 2
crap.
Weeks.
I didn't even realize
it's
been that
long.
It's
been a long time, man.
Damn, man, time flies.
Time does fly. Time does fly. And the course is ready for more people, and we're ready for them.
It is. Okay, so here are some important dates. If you're driving, don't write these down. Just listen. But if you are somewhere stationary, maybe grab a piece of paper and a pen. You can write these down. Or better yet, you can get on the email list, and we'll be sending you these dates. You can go to showrunnercourse.com and get on the email list. But here we go. We're going to open the launch on February 3rd. It's kind of a quiet launch because we're only going to send the information to the list. And that will be at the current price. We're not raising the price. Everybody who's on the list will get the information as soon as we launch on February 3rd. Now, on February 9th, that quiet launch is ending. And then we are launching publicly February 10th through the 19th. We don't know what the final price will be at that point, but we are going to raise it. And so, again, if you are interested in the course, it would behoove you to get on that list as soon as possible so that you can get the course information when we launch on February 3rd. Now, as part of the launch, we're going to do two fun public showrunner huddles. We do these showrunner huddles inside of the course. They're private and they're for course members only, but we've started doing more of these public huddles. We've really enjoyed them. Sometimes we do them on a specific topic. Sometimes we'll take your questions, but we have two of these coming up. One will be on February 5th. The other one will be on February 19th. Both of these will take place on Blab. Now, there's no link for you to go subscribe to right now. Don't worry about that. Just get on the email list at showrunnercourse.com and we will send you the information, send you the links for those events. And what'll be really fun about the one on February 19th is we're actually going to go right up until the course closes. So that'll be kind of fun. I've never done anything like that before, but we'll actually have a countdown for when the course closes and we'll be answering your questions, talking about podcasting and ogling at John's latest t-shirt all throughout the session. So a lot coming up, John. How excited are you for all of these events?
I'm really excited. And the Blabs are so fun. I'm still actually looking back and thinking that it's like, wow, it's been 6 months since we let any new people in, but we do those bi-weekly still, which we will continue to do bi-weekly sessions, like webinars just for the course members, and they're Q&A style. And I was just talking to somebody about this actually this morning, because he has a course and he can't get people to ask questions for it. And I was like, it's been 6 months since we opened the doors. to new people, and we still last Friday, I think we had what, 9 questions or 10 questions, mm-hmm. like really good questions that we got to answer and talk to people about. We got a great bunch of people. So
I mean, and these Showrunner huddles are so epic that doctors performing surgery will call in, like they'll be there from the actual surgery room. Or maybe I'm over promoting that a little bit, but we have had someone inside of a surgery who was there for an event. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So so these ones and this one with the when we close the doors, that's going to be fun. We're going to have the ball drop and all that sort of thing. It'll be New Year's all over again.
I'd be a little scared if there's actually a doctor performing surgery, but that's what I thought when you first told me that story.
Yeah. Well, I'm a bit let down, but you know, maybe next time. Yeah. Maybe at the live one, we'll get a doctor.
And one more thing here as we go through this housekeeping before we get to today's main topic. We have a new report that is out. Obviously, we have all this information in the course and we have all this information from our past episodes, and we're starting to package that up now. We already have the essential elements of a remarkable podcast content series that you get as soon as you subscribe to the email list. But we have something else that's coming out soon, too. And it's called The Beginner's Guide to Launching a Remarkable Podcast, a simple, no-frills, 9-step plan to get your podcast off the ground. From the host of the Showrunner Podcast and the instructors of the Showrunner Podcasting course, yours truly, and Mr. Naster. And Johnny, you did a lot of legwork kind of putting this together. And as we record this episode, it's in that post-production phase, designing a cover, getting it all ready. As soon as it's out, we'll be letting the people on the email list know. Do you want to give a quick, like 30-second preview of what people can expect from this report?
Yeah, it's totally awesome. So we created a report, it's like a text version of the main parts of the course. It's literally how to start a podcast, because it literally walks you through from the very beginning stage of branding and finding your audience that you're going to speak to all the way through to launching successfully. And there's nothing missing out. There's no just like constant, if you want more, join the course. It's literally something you can download for free. And when you go through it, you can go through the steps of launching a podcast. I'm happy about it. It's great. I think it's going to help a lot of people. It'll help people that want to take it a step further and join the course, and it'll help people that don't also want to join the course. That's totally up to you. But the report itself is set up to be a standalone thing that you get for free to really help you. I want everyone to, and so does Jared, everyone that wants to start a show in 2016, now's the time to do it. And so we wanted to create another way for you to get sort of a full, complete picture of the process of starting a podcast.
Yep. So again, go to showrunnercourse.com, get on the email list so you can be notified when that is ready. And I do want to make just a quick note, because I know last time we launched, you know, a couple people said, you know, we had a couple of reviews, you guys talk about the course too much. And, you know, obviously one of the reasons that we talk about the course and the launch and spend some time talking about this on the show is that we're excited and we want to get the word out and we want as many people to get into the course as possible, of course. But also, you know, part of the reason why we talk about it is that we want to be as transparent as possible and we want to show you our process, show you our work, because part of what we're doing on the Showrunner Podcast is hopefully showing you how to run a podcast, how to eventually turn your podcast into a report or a free course or a paid course. And so we hope that by kind of walking you through, talking about all these things that we're doing and walking you through the process, that it will help you when you get to that same stage. And so if you ever get that little twinge of feeling like, man, these guys are talking about the course a lot, we hope that you'll take a step back and maybe look at it and say, wait a minute, you know, I can, you know, hopefully I can learn from this process. And when it comes time for me to launch my course, I'll know a little bit more because they talked a little bit more about theirs and let me behind the scenes on kind of what they're thinking, why they're doing things, and all of that. So with that said, are you ready to jump into today's main topic, Johnny? Because it's a continuation of what we talked about last week.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. This is part 2 of setting yourself up for success in iTunes. Okay, so Johnny, last week, basically we repurposed part of a public Showrunner huddle talking about iTunes and how to set yourself up for success in iTunes. And we got all the way through validating your feed in Feed Validator, which will just show you that your feed looks good, that everything, you know, there's no big errors, nothing for you to fix. And the next step, once you've validated your feed, is get that puppy into iTunes. Submit it to iTunes. And it's a pretty simple process. You go to iTunes, you click on podcast. There's a little button about, you know, halfway down the page on the right side in the sidebar that says submit a podcast. You click that and it walks you through a very simple menu where you put in a little bit of meta information. You put your URL in, and that is all you have to do to submit. And then the next step is be patient. And why is that, Johnny?
Well, first of all, it seems like, as you explain it, it really is that simple. It almost seems too simple.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I did it and I hit submit and then that was it. And I was like, I think I did something wrong. Like, it doesn't really tell you what to do next. It's kind of confusing, but you do have to be patient because iTunes still manually approves each podcast and podcast feed. So if you submit on a Friday afternoon or a Friday evening, it's probably not going to get looked at over the weekend. It's probably not going to get looked at on a holiday. And because it's manual, and because they can't control if 1,000 people submit podcasts today or if 3 people submit podcasts today. So they can't control volume. And so it really does vary. But you are not live on iTunes until you are approved. So you want to make sure that you give yourself enough time that you, if you've set a date for launch of the 5th of next month, you don't want to submit on the 4th because you probably won't be approved in time. So you want to give yourself enough time, but also you don't want to be like 2 weeks out because then you're wasting your 8 weeks before you've officially launched. So be patient. And they say that they send you an email. I'm going to say 54% of the time they send you an email. The other times you just all of a sudden find yourself on iTunes or somebody finds you on iTunes and emails you or messages you on Facebook about it. But the last time I submitted, I don't remember ever getting an email, but I was live and it was approved. So it does work. So yeah, just be patient, but make sure you are not stressing. So you're doing it well enough in advance of the official launch date that you've set for yourself.
And one thing to remember is that the meta information from your show, so the title, the description, all of that stuff, there's not actually a menu in iTunes where you change that. And I remember back when I first submitted my first podcast to iTunes, that really kind of messed me up because I wasn't quite sure where to update everything. Well, you actually do that inside of your feed. And so, you know, one thing to keep in mind before you submit is think about optimizing your feed for search, because iTunes is going to be a big search engine for you if you have a podcast, because so much podcast discovery and listening happens in iTunes. And so you want to be strategic with the name of your podcast, with the description. So for example, my show is called The Assembly Call, right? And it's a really clever name. It's a great name, but no one looking for an Indiana basketball podcast is going in looking for Assembly Call unless they already know the show and they're going in and looking. So a very, very small percentage. But what I want to do is optimize it for people who are looking for the more general keyword terms of Indiana basketball or Indiana podcast. And so my title is The Assembly Call, Indiana Basketball Postgame Show and Podcast. And then in the description, I make sure that I have IU and Indiana and some different iterations that people will search. And now if you go in and search for those keywords, my show will come up. And if I ever want to change that, and I change it a lot, I change it all the time, I'm always tinkering with it, I do that from inside of my Rainmaker console. You would do it from either inside of Rainmaker or wherever you're hosting your podcast feed. And that's where you update your title, your description, your show art, all of that. And it's something that you do want to review just maybe every couple of weeks, every couple of months at a minimum. Just make sure that your show's coming up for the keywords that you want. If there's keywords that are missing, make sure that you get them in there in some of that meta information. And again, you do that from wherever you're hosting your feed. That will help you come up and get natural discovery. And you want to get that natural discovery. It's very important. The other area that you really want to focus on big time, especially early, those first 8 weeks, is new and noteworthy. Because while you can always get into new and noteworthy later, if your show is deemed noteworthy, you certainly have a better chance when it's both new and noteworthy. That's where a lot of new shows are given their opportunity to get a bump, to get new listeners, to get new subscribers. And the way, one of the ways that you get in there is to get reviews, to get subscriptions, to get a little bit of momentum built up for your show. And then it's like iTunes says, okay, this show has a nice little start. Let's put it in front of a bigger audience. See if its artwork, see if its name attracts some people. And then if people listen, do they subscribe? Are reviews happening? Because obviously they want more people listening to podcasts, downloading podcasts using iTunes. And that's where the big benefit of New and Noteworthy comes in. And so, Johnny, you obviously had a lot of success with Hack the Entrepreneur. We had a lot of success with The Showrunner in New and Noteworthy. What are some tips for succeeding in New and Noteworthy over those first 8 weeks?
Getting those subscriptions, right? And I love how when we talk about New and Noteworthy, we have to say the 8 weeks, but then of course you can, we only have to say, of course you can get in later, because otherwise there's some person out there that's going to email us or tweet us and tell us how completely wrong we are. Mm-hmm. I find that really funny.
Yeah.
The only reason why really New and Noteworthy is that 8 weeks. It's hard to get in again, and it's not nearly as effective because you don't know how long you'll be in it for later. Yep. Focus on that 8 weeks. Get those reviews. Get them from every single person that you know, and get them just really, really push, right? Like every friend you have on Facebook, every friend you have in real life, just always be asking for people for those reviews. If you need to, take their phone and do the review yourself. But it's so essential because it's all algorithm based. The manual process stops after they approve you. And now they are just basing on who's subscribing and who's giving ratings and reviews. And this is really, really essential to the success of your show early on, because iTunes is a massive, massive search engine for podcasts. It's the biggest one in the world by far. And as you know, if you know anything about SEO and Google, the top one thing at the search gets like 90% of all traffic. That's just how it works. And so when you can get pushed up in front of people's eyes because of the algorithms, and because the algorithm sees that you are being subscribed to and being rated and reviewed, they will move you up and you will get in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of people daily. And it's really, really, really important.
So when you're saying ask everybody, you know, so emails to friends and family, but also, you know, with your growing audience, you know, put it into an email blast that you send out to folks, put it into your call to action. And one thing I think that's really important is, you know, to make sure that your call to action for this is good. You want to make sure that you ask people to do it, right? Hey, please go, you know, subscribe to our show on iTunes, leave us a rating and review, but you can't just leave it there. Number one, you've got to make it easy. And so making sure that there's a URL that people can go to. You know, I always set up a redirect URL for my shows that goes directly to my iTunes page. So it's just assemblycall.com/iTunes. It'll take people to the iTunes page, or primality.com/iTunes. It'll take people to the iTunes page because, number one, it's easy for people to hear. And number two, it's easy for me to remember. So when I'm in the middle of recording and I want to do an iTunes call to action, I don't have to sit there and think about, oh, crap, what is it for this site? You know, I know what it is because I've done it on different shows before. And then also let people know how big of a difference it makes. Because if you're building a good relationship with your audience, even in those early days, people like to be part of something that's growing. If they like you, they'll want to help you. So don't just say, hey, could you go leave us a rating or a review on iTunes? Get excited and transfer your enthusiasm to them and let them know, hey, we would really appreciate if you guys would subscribe to the show on iTunes and leave a rating or review. You know, we just launched and we just got into New and Noteworthy, which is awesome. And that's something that we can only be in for a few weeks here at the beginning, but it's a great way for new listeners to discover our show. And if you're liking it and you think it's something that other people would like, leaving us a rating or review can help bump us up in the rankings and continue to grow our audience, which would be awesome. So if you'd be willing to go to showrunner.fm/iTunes, leave us a review, subscribe. It would help out so much as we grow here in these early days. So thank you. We really, really appreciate the time. You know, get excited about it, transfer that enthusiasm, and I think you'll be more likely to get people to do it who are in your audience, even if it's new and growing in those early stages.
Yeah, and so I've actually got one more iTunes quote unquote hack that, ooh, I don't think I've ever shared. And I just looked it up on iTunes. I'm shocked that it actually has worked because it's been a year and a half now. But I don't know how you would exactly recreate this without, I was at a cool opportunity right before I launched Hack the Entrepreneur. Gary Vaynerchuk, like one of the biggest names in my entrepreneurial market, launched a podcast. It was either right before I launched or literally right after. And so I went with the whole mentality of there is no competition. We're in the same market. We're going after the same audience, but we're not. The person who listens to Gary will also listen to me, hopefully. So what I did was, I'm going to say the first 15 episodes, I talked about his podcast so much on my show. And I told everybody to subscribe to it. If you haven't heard this show, you have to, you have to. And I kept talking about it just in passing, in during the interviews, everything, thinking that I wanted to take advantage of the whole related in iTunes because it's massive. So yeah. When somebody's looking at a show that they're, or they're subscribing to, there's always a related thing at the bottom. People have also subscribed to this. And if I go right now to related in iTunes of my show, the very first listeners also subscribe to the Ask Gary Vee show is the very first one still on mine. And if you go to the Ask Gary Vee show, which is super popular and obviously lots of shows, but if you go to his related, there's Ask Pat, then there's the Pat Flynn, Chris Ducker, then there's his video show, then there's Jay Bear, and then there's me. And it's like, interesting. So All I did was create an abnormal, like higher than usual correlation of relationship between my show and a show that was going to be way more popular than mine. And therefore putting me in and my artwork in front of way more people as they are all going to subscribe to Gary Vee over the next years because he's everywhere and people are finding his show all the time. They also happen to see mine and possibly subscribe. I've never shared that before.
Wow, that's a great tip.
It's crazy that it's worked up till a year and a half later. So what I did was I used it as, because the story was that it's not the story, but that's the story I told and it was the truth. But right as I decided to create Hack the Entrepreneur, I was out at the cottage and I literally read Gary Vaynerchuk's Crush again. And halfway through, I was like, all right, it's time. I'm starting a show. I went home that Monday. And on Thursday, I started my first interview. So I kept telling this story over and over and over and over again. He has a new show. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. And that played a huge part. Up till now, it's still working. And if you can find a way to latch on somehow or create a higher than usual correlation between your show and a show that's way more popular than yours, run with it.
Boy, that tip was worth the price of admission. That was good stuff right there.
I totally didn't plan that. I don't know why I've never thought of that until now, and I looked it up and there it is. So
you've been holding back on us, Naster.
I have. Right. Sorry.
It's a reward for people who, you know, are still here 43 episodes later. So it's cool.
Awesome.
It's good. And then a couple more tips here before we close up this discussion. I'm going to totally steal this from you, Johnny, but be like the president. The president of the United States votes for himself. You should vote for yourself. So yes, that means leave yourself a rating or a review on iTunes. And then, you know, and we haven't decided what we're going to talk about next week or not. So I have no idea if this is going to end up being our topic for next week. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But then you got to get ready for the drop off because the 8 weeks when you're in new and noteworthy and certainly after you've launched, there's just this initial rush of excitement and enthusiasm and momentum and you're getting more subscribers and downloads are going up and it's just, you're just going up, up and away and it feels like it might last forever. But inevitably, you will be taken out of new and noteworthy. Like there's no way to stay in there indefinitely if you just keep kicking butt. You will eventually be taken out of new and noteworthy and hopefully, you know, you're still in what's hot and hopefully you're still up there so that people are still paying attention, people are still finding you, but there will be a drop off. We've all experienced it. We've gotten many, many questions about this in our showrunner huddles, and it's best to just prepare for it and understand that after that 8 weeks, your downloads are likely to fall off and it's likely to look like something's wrong. And really all that means is that some of the random discovery has ended from new and noteworthy, but what you're left with are all the people who are still there, who are subscribed, who really like your show, who are going to be with you for the long term, hopefully. And now you can take those folks and start slowly and steadily building forward. And you may not see that huge, just spectacular, meteoric jump again. Maybe you will, but probably not for a little while. So don't let that depress you. Don't let it get you down. Don't think that there's something wrong. It's just something that all of us experience, and it's just one of the quirks of iTunes and how New and Noteworthy works and how this whole process works. So just understand it's coming, prepare yourself mentally, and really be excited and appreciative of those folks that you have once that hits, because that's going to be kind of your army of listeners that you go forward with. And it's really, it's something that you can build with. It's not something to look on as, man, this is all I'm left with. Flip that around and look at it the other way. And that'll help you then continue to build on it as you move forward.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's inevitable, right? It is going to happen. And it's actually, it's gets overly dramatic because like I literally went from thousands of downloads a day to like 100 downloads a day. But it, that really, the really bad part only lasts for a week to 2 weeks. Because really, as I said, it's all algorithmically based. So, it goes from like lots of action because it doesn't take into account that you are in front of everybody in New and Noteworthy. And so all this action of people just randomly looking at it, downloading, subscribing, and then all of a sudden you drop off. So you don't get any. So not only do you get out of the sight of everybody, but according to the algorithms, all of a sudden all interest for your show has just completely dropped like to almost nothing. And so then it really tanks you down. And then all of a sudden, because you have people subscribed, even if it's only 100 or 200 or 300 at this point, those people will still download each of your episodes when they come out. And then iTunes was like, oh, actually, no, people are still into this show. And then they move you right kind of back up, not all the way to the top, but you do come back. So there's this weird thing that happens right after that hits everybody like really, really hard. Just it, like mentally, it hits you really hard because you fall. So, but it's just the algorithm kind of sorting itself out again. And then you make your way back up and you'll kind of keep going up again.
Yeah.
So I just want to prepare you for that because it's hard. It's disheartening.
Excited about it. It kind of means that you've arrived. You know, like a lot of folks don't get past that 8 weeks, that New and Noteworthy phase. The fact that you're still in there, you're looking like that's exciting. So get up, maybe enthusiastically do interpretive dance of the song The Dip, right? When I dip, you dip, we dip. Get excited about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We need to now link to that episode. You did that at one point, and we got a lot of comments on that.
Pretty sure we did. On that note, we're going to move on to this week's podcast recommendation. All right, so I've got a couple of recommendations here. Number one, I can't remember if I've recommended this or not. I don't think so, but either way, there's new people listening, and if you haven't subscribed to this yet, I recommend it. But the Hot Pod newsletter, and there's not really a great URL to give you for this. The most easily spoken URL I can give you is hot-pod-squarespace.com. But we will link to this in the show notes. And of course, you can always find the show notes for any episode at showrunner.fm, and this is episode 43. But it's a great newsletter. A guy named Nick Kwa, I've never met him, but he does a nice job of kind of rounding up the big news in the podcasting industry. And he wrote one a couple of weeks ago, even admitting that it was, you know, pretty heavily biased towards, I think he has a public radio background. It was pretty heavily biased towards public radio-based podcasts, but that he's really focusing on expanding that out more and really looking at the podcasting industry as a whole. Even so, I found a lot of good information in there. It's just a good way to stay up to date on new technologies, new stories, new podcast networks, all that stuff. And it comes into your inbox about once a week. So highly recommend that. Again, the Hot Pod newsletter. And if you Google it, that may be the easiest way to do it. Just Google it and you'll find it. And then my podcast recommendation episode is a recent episode of the Tim Ferriss Show that Chris Sacca guest hosted. And it's one of these that Ferriss is doing more and more where he's basically taking a popular guest and turning an episode of the show over to that guest, and they take questions and the guest just answers questions, and they're not like piping in voices for the questions or anything or recording the questions. They're just written, and it's just, you know, it's kind of a monologue by the guest for about 45 minutes to 55 minutes, and they're answering questions. And it's interesting because, Johnny, I could totally see you doing this on Hack the Entrepreneur someday, where, you know, you take, you know, one of the most popular guests that you've had and turn an episode over to them. And, you know, whether it's that they ask you questions or the audience gets to ask them questions, it's a really cool way to follow up on a great interview and get even more depth on that person. And so I recommend this both because the answers that Chris Sacca gives are really, really good. Like, I mean, I recommend the episode just because you'll learn something and because he has a really interesting story. But on a secondary level, I recommend it because it's something to consider, again, as maybe a different, you know, not changing your entire format, but as a bonus episode or just a little change of pace. And that's one great way that you can add some spice into your show is listen to a lot of different shows. And when you find an episode that you really like, say, huh, how could I apply this in my market? Is anybody already doing this? You know, is this something that I've done before? Do I think my audience would like it? And it's something that you can then apply to your show. So we'll put the link in there in the show notes to that one. Or you can just Google Chris Sacca episode of Tim Ferriss Show and you'll be able to listen to it. But it's a great episode.
Nice. We're going to have to start recommending Tim Ferriss every episode now. See if we can create a correlation between the two shows.
I think we've done that. Like,
I think we have too. It'd be funny if
it's a good show, you know?
He's
a good interviewer, whether you kind of buy into everything he says or not, or even like him. He's a really good interviewer and gets interesting people on, so.
I agree.
It is good. So there are my recommendations for this week. And my final recommendation, my call to action is to go to showrunnercourse.com and get on our email list once again. We will be launching the course on February 3rd. And when we launch, the only people who will hear about it, we're not even going to tweet about it. The only people who will hear about it are people who are on the email list. And you'll have a special link where you can get a special price on it. It'll be lower than the price when we launch it the week after. So make sure that you're on the email list. In addition to that, you'll get updates. You'll get the links for the public blab sessions that we're going to have. So if you have any questions, you can join us there. You'll get emailed this report that we're putting together, which should be out soon. And as soon as you sign up, you'll get our content series, The Essential Elements of a Remarkable Podcast, which will give you the pillars of our curriculum, what we believe about podcasting and running a successful show. So we just want to give you as much information as we can and make you successful. We do it on this show, but the next best way to do it is by getting on our email list. So go to showrunnercourse.com and get on the email list today. And if you don't, John Nassar will steal your phone and sign you up for the email list anyway. So you might as well just do it yourself.
I will. And then I'll use your Twitter account and I'll tweet about the launch. Yes. And we said we wouldn't tweet about it from our account.
Right.
But also, if you like think that, oh, I don't want to get your silly report and all this stuff, like take it, like Jared said at the beginning, use everything that we're doing, because we've created a show. This show is providing content and value and usefulness and education and hopefully inspiration to you, the listener. And the vehicle behind it is the course, right? And so we've set up a mini email course, the steps to a remarkable podcast, I think, the pillars of remarkable podcast. And now this report, which is repurposing of content and rewritten. But I mean, no matter what market you are in, you could like download this stuff, look at it, and literally use it as a framework for your own show. Trust me, it works. We've been doing this. We're coming on to a year now. The reason why we can continue to do it is because it works and it generates revenue from the very beginning. And this process, and as we change it and tweak it, we're trying new things and we'll see that works and we'll tell you about what works after the fact. But you can use this. Use this as a framework for everything that you are going to do. Rather than being confused how to monetize your show, this is exactly how to do it. And use the report, use the email course, and literally just like take what Jared's written and rework it into your own market. Trust me, this stuff works and you can use it in that way. We give you that freedom. We're here to teach you and to inspire you to do that stuff. So absolutely, get on the list, figure out what's working for us and use it yourself, because it really, really, really does work.
Yeah. Steal everything. We'll literally give you source files if you just want to type over our names and edit out stuff. We'll send you anything.
That's why we're giving it to you. It really is.
John will send you his computer if you email him.
I will, of course. Yeah, definitely.
I hope someone emails you and asks for you to send your computer.
Jared said you would.
Oh, that'd be great. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode, and we will talk to you next week on another brand new episode of The Showrunner.
Take care, everybody.